From WILL's Illinois newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. It's Wednesday, March 27th. Coming up, we hear about a candlelight vigil to honor two students in Livingston County. That story is from Eric Stock in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A junior high teacher in McLean County has resigned amid an uproar from parents. Sarah Bonner was first put on leave at Hayworth Junior High last week after a book available in her 8th grade classroom about LGBTQ+ sexuality ignited a controversy. Parents and others spoke on both sides of the issue at an emergency school board meeting last night. While some were flatly opposed to such things being discussed in school, others were more open to the idea, like parent Karen Maharis.
I can understand that topics of sexual education, gender identity, and etc. can be viewed as topics that parents should cover within home, but not all parents are willing or able to have such conversations with their children. And if parents can't or won't talk with their children, then who will?
Some of Bonner's colleagues at Illinois State University and former students also attended to speak in her defense. The Hayworth School Board voted unanimously to approve Bonner's separation agreement. A substitute will be brought in for the rest of the school year. As of Saturday, miniature artworks now line the walls of The Literary as part of its tiny art show. For the show, local artists submitted pieces inspired by their favorite books. Illinois Student Newsroom's Pyotr Fedchuk has more.
Annika Downey, an artist who attended the event, says she made her first oil painting for the art show. Downey says she enjoys seeing the different techniques used in the artworks.
Oh, it's such a delight. I was so curious to see what everyone would do, and I love so much creativity and, like, varying, like, media. Like, there's painting, there's, like, pencil art, line art. I love it. It's incredible.
Remington Rock, general manager at The Literary, says the show is part of the Boneyard Arts Festival, a four-day event that puts artists' work in more than 70 stores across Champaign County. The festival will begin on April 14th. I'm Pyotr Fedchuk, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Sierra Club has filed a federal lawsuit alleging a coal-fired power plant in downstate Washington County is violating the Clean Air Act. India Kara reports.
The suit alleges the Prairie State Energy Campus has been operating for years without a specific permit issued by the IEPA. That permit is required of major polluters under the Clean Air Act. The Sierra Club's Christine Nanicelli says the permit would set stricter monitoring requirements and make pollution data more transparent.
No plant is above the law, and it's critical that these basic protections are in place, that a polluter as significant as Prairie State is held to these basic requirements.
A representative with Prairie State says the plant is operating legally through another IEPA-issued permit and has installed and maintained over $1 billion in emissions control technology.
That's India Kara reporting. The Illinois House says yes to full-day kindergarten in all Illinois schools. Democratic State Representative Mary Beth Canty's bill would make districts implement full-day kindergarten by the 2027 school year. Opponents say they're worried about unfunded mandates like this. But Democratic State Representative Cyril Nichols says kids and their futures need to be priorities.
The most formidable years is the kids in pre-K and kindergarten. We got a $1 billion cannabis industry. We got a gaming industry. This is, like, ridiculous, man.
Schools can request an extension if they need more time to implement full-day kindergarten. Still to come, a candlelight vigil honors the lives of two students in Livingston County. That story from Eric Stock is coming up next on 217 Today.
In nature's new miniseries, Dogs in the Wild, you'll travel the globe to meet the many species of the wild dog family, from the formidable Arctic wolf to the talkative dole, from the tiny fennec fox to the long-legged maned wolf. Plus, learn about researchers making groundbreaking discoveries and going to extraordinary lengths to save the wild canids around the world. Watch this and other critically acclaimed science documentaries with WILL Passport at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Owen Henderson. Hundreds of mourners took part in a candlelight vigil at Prairie Central High School in the Livingston County town of Fairbury over the weekend to honor the lives of two students. Eric Stock reports.
Lewis Field in Fairbury has been the site for many celebrations. Last weekend, it was a site for mourning. Drew Fair and Dylan Bazil were responsible for many of the good times at Prairie Central's football home that parents and fans experienced in recent years. The multi-sport athletes excelled in any competition they entered, leading the rural Livingston County School to one of its most successful stretches of sports achievement in its history. Fair and Bazil were also the focus of Saturday's somber gathering as hundreds took part in a prayer vigil to honor their lives. The 17-year-old Fair and 18-year-old Bazil died in a ski-related accident last week during a spring break trip at a ski resort in Colorado, weeks before they were set to graduate. First Baptist Church of Fairbury pastor Brian King is an avid Hawks sports fan. He recalls Fair and Bazil always displayed humility, even though they were larger than life to many fans, including grade school basketball players Fair and Bazil would come to watch play on Saturday mornings.
And these little kids would just look up to them and just like, you know, they were like, we want your autograph. We want to know. They were so gracious to be able to do that. But yet, at the same time, they were so humble, you know, and they shined in everything that they did.
Hillary Blackwell, Prairie Central's cheerleading coach, organized the vigil. She says she was inspired to do something after seeing so many students struggle to cope with losing two of their classmates.
And I just saw so many sad high schoolers, and I thought, we need something. We need to hug them, but we can't hug every single one of them. So I thought, what is an event where we can just bear hug our whole community and we can all be there for another?
Blackwell estimates the candlelight vigil drew about 600 participants. Many left flowers and mementos below photos of the young men with the words "Forever in Our Hearts" inscribed below Fair and Bazil's names.
I think that it really just speaks to who Drew and who Dylan were, how good they were to all of us, and this is something that we can show of how important they were.
Drew Fair and Dylan Bazil were two of Prairie Central's most decorated athletes in recent memory. Fair was an all-state football player who helped lead the Hawks to an undefeated regular season and a berth in the state quarterfinals last fall. Bazil earned all-state in basketball as the Hawks reached the number one ranking in the state and matched a school record 31 wins. Bazil won second place in the state high jump. Fair took third at state in the pole vault. Trevin McCullough is assistant boys basketball coach at Prairie Central. He didn't focus on any athletic achievement when he was asked to reflect on Fair and Bazil's legacies. He said he could not put into words the time he spent with them over the last 4 years.
It's not really the game of basketball. It's just being around them and building the memories of doing all this together. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm not thankful for 31 wins, a regional championship, a conference championship. I'm thankful for the time that we were fortunate to have with them.
The Prairie Central School District canceled classes for Monday and Wednesday for students, teachers, and staff to attend Fair and Bazil's funerals. I'm Eric Stock.
Prairie Central High School has counselors available to help students, faculty, and staff. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be mostly cloudy today with a high of 48 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Piotr Fedchuk, India Kara, Katie O'Connell, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Owen Henderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.